Hi, this is Brian.
Hi, this is Sonia with XPO Logistics. You requested a callback.
Yep, I'm having a really hard time getting a representative on the phone. The last representative put in the wrong number and transferred me to some sort of scam in India. So
okay.
I would just they must have mixed up a digit, and I started giving them the information, and then they asked me for my credit card number, and then I thought that was odd. So I need to get someone on the phone to read our order number to find out if our delivery is still coming on Saturday. And you're like the fourth person that I've spoke to, and everyone I speak to is, hold on a second, I'm going to transfer you to the right department. Either hang up on me, they transfer me to a scam. It's been a nightmare. So I'm hoping you could just maybe conference in the right person that I need to speak with, if it's not you.
Yes, sir. I will make sure I get you all the help you need. If not, I can do
sure.
it myself. All right. Go
that
ahead with the order
That would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's so I can give you – so I have an XPO job number. I have a U.S. order number. I have a tracking number. What's the best number for me to read to you?
It starts with 06 with XPO. Or is it 112?
No, so I have a U.S. 158845390 number. I have a job number that starts with a bunch of zeros, and then 5KBSUBTA, and then I have an order number that starts with XPO, CSRAF. And then I have a
what's at the end of that number that starts with the XPO? Does towards the end of it, does it have like 06F or 06E?
No, it has 421. So it's XPO CSRAF JVM JKN is a Nancy 421.
No, let's see. All right. I'm going to.
And then I have looks like that's the tracking number. And there's also a retail tracking number, too.
Okay. Do you have a number that starts with like 6, 8, or just any numbers that start with the number 6?
I'm checking one more time. 6. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. And your phone number is at 508-272-1650?
Correct.
Okay, that's the number that you're receiving the messages and phone calls on?
Correct. And I think the confusion is we have a Best Buy order that you're delivering, and that's not what I'm calling about today. This is an order that shipped directly from Samsung. It looks like it's in your warehouse in Franklin, Mass., or Foxborough. It's showing on the map that it's not. It's in the same state. So,
okay,
and I went on, I logged on, and it says to click to schedule delivery, and then it just keeps spinning and says I need to call this number, and then it's the wrong number.
Okay. So it's a Samsung order. Okay, so, and you are Mr. Brian McDonald?
Yes.
Okay. So you are correct on that part. I was able to find your Best Buy order, but that's not what we're needing.
Correct.
Okay.
The scheduled delivery was for this Saturday, which is the 30th. Yeah, we're about an hour away, so I don't want to drive an hour and then have it not be delivered that day. So,
okay.
It says it's at the XPO hub in Massachusetts. And, it's at the warehouse. It's actually at the warehouse on the 26th.
Okay.
And the tracking number starts with an 8. It's 855-69-40533.
You said that was 85?
Yeah, it's 855-694-0533.
Okay.
And it says track number. And shipped via XPO. I'm just trying to read you everything so it might make sense, because I'm not sure why this has been so difficult to figure out.
Okay, well, for one, Mr. McDonald, this line or this part of XPO that you've contacted,
yep.
We're the
yeah.
ones that are responsible for, like, your install. Like, I could pull up your order with Best Buy.
So this isn't install. So it's a refrigerator that's correct. It's a refrigerator that's being installed and the old one's being hauled away, and it was ordered directly from Samsung's website.
Okay. And the XPO is the carrier.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right, Mr. McDonald, hold for one moment for me, please.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. And I'm just muting my phone. I'm not gone anywhere. I'm just about to start typing and making a lot of noise.
No worries.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I actually reached out to my supervisor. As I stated, I don't want to let you go until we get it resolved.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be transferred to India again.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. No, sir.
They're trying to sell me extra vitamins and needed my MasterCard number.
Yeah. I was like, no, we're not going to ask for that.
I'm like, I'm not reading you my credit card number. I'm like, what company are you from? Extra Vitamin.
Oh no.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not giving you my credit card number or any more information.
No. And we wouldn't, we wouldn't ask for that because we don't. Like, if you were, like, with your order with Best Buy, if you needed some additional service, like a water valve replacement so that the dishwasher could be installed, we would take the payment for the water valve replacement. But other than that, no. Like, I wouldn't ask you for any credit card information right now with this phone call. No.
Yeah. That's why I thought that was odd. Yeah. Whoever transferred me definitely didn't type in the right number. So they must have manually typed in the transfer.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah. Do you have an email address? Because I can email you all these different numbers, so I don't have to read them all.
No, sir. I just have my personal email, the job. There's no way I could receive the email, but I have the number that you provided.
Okay, because there's other numbers too, so I don't know if you need any of that.
No, I'm actually just waiting on some assistance here.
Sure.
And which hub did it say it was at in?
I mean, it's showing a map. Let me see. It looks like it's off of 495 in Massachusetts near Foxborough. Let me just refresh the screen. Let me see if I can zoom in. Let's see. I mean, I could read off the surrounding towns and you'd probably be able to know which one it is. It looks like it's either Franklin or Bellingham. Does that ring a bell?
Okay. No, sir.
Yeah, Franklin.
And Franklin, the Franklin hub?
Yep. Yeah, I just looked. Yeah, it's showing that it's there.
Okay, I'm still just searching all of my search engines to see if I could generate. I'm searching by your first and last name now. Okay, let's see. Nope, that's the Lowe's. You said it's Samsung. I'm just searching the system by your first and last name.
Is there a way to look it up by the delivery address?
Sure, you can. What's the delivery address?
45. Beach Hills Road, and that's in Dennisport, Massachusetts, 02639.
02639?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the city?
Dennisport.
And it's spelled D-E?
Yeah, D-E, D-E-N-N-I-S. P-O-R-T.
Okay. 45 Beach Hills in Dennisport, Mass?
Yep.
Okay.
And Dennisport's two words.
Okay, two words. Nope, the address didn't give me anything. And let's see. Do the first and last name again. All right, so let's see. And you said it's a Samsung order.
Do you want me to read you the full order? It says, scheduled delivery with your order. It says, contact customer care with this number, and then there's a long order number. Do you want me to read you that one?
Sure. Go ahead.
XPO, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, R as in Robert, A as in Alpha, F as in Frank, J, V as in Victor, M as in Mary, J, K as in Kite, N as in Nancy, 421. That's the main XPO order number.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
And that's also showing as the XPO tracking number. If that doesn't work, does it make sense for me tomorrow just to call the Franklin warehouse?
If you have that information, are you able to get that information?
I mean, I just Googled it. So, I mean, it's coming.
Yes, sir. I don't
number.
See any harm in it at all with contacting them.
All right. Well, did that number not come up as a valid order number?
No, it didn't generate an order for me, and I've tried the 855-694-0533 number as well.
All right, well, I'll just call tomorrow because I can't spend any more time on this tonight, but I appreciate you trying for me. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XPO, and have a good night. Mm-hmm.
You too. Bye-bye.